been the type of player that just does whatever the team needs. So whatever the team wants me to play, I'll play.
What kind of feedback do you get?
When I've been in meetings, they've asked me questions about center and tackle, just see how well I take in the defense. And it's been a little, I don't really know exactly what certain teams have in store for me. Regardless of where I go, like I said, I've always been the same way as far as just doing whatever the team needs.
How much do you think it helps to show that kind of being all ACC?
It's definitely a good thing. It's a big positive. I've always, took pride in what I do. So being able to play center and tackle, is, I never played a lot of guard, never played guard at all, honestly. But knowing that I can step in and play guard as well is definitely a plus. Me and Stork were really close. We hung out a lot. And, I talked to him after he won the Super Bowl this year. I was really happy for him. I was proud of him. When I first moved off his line, he was one of those guys who I looked up to, and I modeled my play after, and got a little bit of my work ethic from.
Did you lean on him at all when you were switching to center? Did you ask him any questions or anything?
We had a few conversations. It wasn't anything too much in detail. He just told me to relax and play ball. I was getting the best coaching in the country and do what I do.
Have you met with the Patriots?
I've talked to so many teams. I honestly can't even remember. He's a really good guy. He has great character. And, anybody who's around the guy at any point in time, he just loves to have fun. He loves doing what he does. A lot of people think that he's a bad guy. He's, he's troubled character. That's not an issue for him. He's a great guy. If you ask for the shirt off his back, he'll give it to you if you need it.
How does he handle all the
criticism? He's very mature as far as that goes. He never points fingers at anybody else. He always takes the blame, regardless if it's something that's misunderstood or misconceived. He handles those situations very well.
What is the change of positions as far as you're committed to the team? What you were in the scouting
about? Honestly, when I made the switch, a lot of people thought about, they asked me how I felt about it going towards the NFL. That wasn't on my mind. I've always been the type of person, like I said a few minutes ago, I've always done what's best for the team. When I moved to defense, that's what was best for the team, and that's what I did. As far as moving from tackle to center, it was what the team needed at the time, so I did it. I've always played with a level of aggression, so it's all the same. It's football. I play center, I play tackle. I love playing both positions. I love playing football. I couldn't tell you when I'd rather play.
When you moved to center, when you were pitching that to you, did he talk about how that helped you in the pros?
Initially, they tried to talk about it, but honestly, at the end of the day, I was like, Coach, if you need me to move, I'll do it. So. Where at tackle, things develop a little slower, although you have a lot of great athletes out there on the edge. Whereas at center, things happen a little faster in a closer proximity, so you have to react more. Things happen a lot faster inside.
And how about the line calls that you had?
I made them at tackle. I knew what they meant at tackle, so just switching positions, it was pretty simple. I definitely did well. I'm very self-critical, and I love pushing myself and competing against myself. So I always feel like it's something I could have done better. I feel like I could have done a few things better. But as far as results, I feel like I did okay.